You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Zagura Wilhelm. We got a full boat of cars, so we'll stick with you guys. But we do have Jim Donovan at 2, and we've got to get our 53 out at some point. But I think we can do it quickly. Mike in Youngstown, welcome to the show.
It's that time, gentlemen. Go Bucks.
Go Bucks. That's right. Monday night is going down.
We
will win our first game, unlike another team.
Shots
I was talking about Minnesota.
A couple things real quick. I really have a hard time believing that people in their minds would believe that Pryor's going to make this team because he's a Buckeye. Pryor's going to make this team because he's so athletic. I got a friend of mine, Nick Siciliano, was a quarterback coach. He used to coach Nicky when he was younger, so I got to go down and meet some of the guys. And Terrell's just an athlete. Whatever he would have done when he came out of Jeanette High School, he would have. If he wanted to be a receiver, he could have been one. I think he's going to be very good once he learns how to run his routes. And the other thing I want to ask you guys, another kid I used to coach, he's with the Eagles. His name is Mike McGlynn.
I know Mike. I play with Mike.
Yeah, well, he's a very, very good friend. Mike's friends with my sons and our sons. And you know, I was reading, I try to follow the kids that I've coached in baseball and football, and you know, they had him on the bubble. And if he gets let go for some reason, I would hope that we would go after him because he can play just about every position that there is. What would you think?
Knowing Mike, he fits into the position that I spoke about. He's a little bit older than I would like because I think that this seventh lineman, you know, while he's bringing experience in the National Football League, you'd still like to have him be cheap and essentially be developmental and somebody that you like here in Cleveland for the long term. You don't want to have make this team too older because you've got Cam Irving, you've got Joel Bitonio. They're going to be the future of this offensive line. You'd love this guy to grow in that position, but I don't hate it. And he's a guy, you know, that has your bias, and if you say he's great, I guess he's got to be good.
Let's go to Iron Will, our guy Iron Will in Parma. Iron Will, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. Real quick, on the eve of the final cuts and the naming of the practice squad, this is the only show I've heard talk about this, and I think it's potentially significant, especially for the Browns with their salary cap room. The difference in the salaries of the practice squad players at the new rules as opposed to years past. I thought you said we can now sign them for basically whatever we want. We could outbid somebody, perhaps, as opposed to in the years past. I thought it was like a fixed rate and you only go where the best opportunity is.
That is true. So now there is a little bit of that element to it, and that they can give different salaries. If you really wanted a guy that you wanted to keep here on your practice squad, you could give him, if you wanted to, a 53-man salary. It's at your discretion.
It is. And it makes things very interesting. And what we're doing now is we're kind of going back to that bidding process for all the undrafted free agents, guys that did not get drafted. But I know you're only allotted to spend so much money as a signing bonus there. And for these guys that get released, they want to be in Cleveland as much as you want them to be a Cleveland Brown.
Right. I would think that if they're getting good representation, they're not just going for a cash grab there. They're more likely, if they're going to go on a practice squad, to go on somewhere where they see
truly developmental.
Developmental and their best chance of maybe breaking into the lineup as the season goes along.
Yes, indeed. All right, 216-578-0850, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Larry in Warrensville Heights, welcome to the show. All right, we'll go to Don in Ashland then. Don, welcome to the show.
Don!
Nobody wants to talk to us.
No, Donnie just hung up. He didn't hang up on purpose, though. I know Don.
You know Don. All right, well, let's just start to go through it. So, do we all agree here on the CBD 53? Do we all agree with the five specialists? Travis Coons, Andy Lee, Charlie Hewlett, Batamosi, and Marlon Moore?
No.
No. Okay.
One specialist stays.
Oh, you think that we should only keep one specialist?
Yes.
Who's your specialist?
I would keep Batamosi over Marlon Moore.
Okay. I think that I. But. Would,
I mean, Coach Patton's basically said Marlon Moore is on
the
team.
But to make this easy, that's fine. You know, things change.
They do.
He thought Michigan was going to win last night, and that didn't happen.
He was not as in control of that as Mike Patton is in control.
Right. I'm just going to take every dig that I can. But
I like it.
But for the sake of building this roster and the fact that I wrote it out, we'll count it as five to make it fair. So we'll say five specialists.
All right. Quarterback,
two.
Josh and Johnny. Running backs,
four.
Counting Malcolm Johnson?
Correct.
Yes. Agreed. So that would be Isaiah Crowell, Terrence West, and Duke Johnson. Now, one thing interesting here. Let's say Duke Johnson isn't ready for week one. Can you go into week one with just Crowell and West? Is that okay?
I think you can.
Yeah. I think you can, too, number one. Number two, did you feel like that Terrence West was featured an inordinate amount in this game, given that it is likely you go into week one without Duke Johnson, and that perhaps were they giving him some trade tape?
I know you mentioned that yesterday during the broadcast.
I just thought it was interesting he played so much, because if in fact we're correct and you're going into week one with just Crow West and Duke, that was a lot of exposure for Terrence West to potentially get injured, because you could perhaps end up with just Crow.
Yeah,
West got through it.
I just think that with Sean Drone having the hand, you know, still technically being a cast, that the training staff looking out for his best interest here in Cleveland or somewhere else, that he was probably on a play count, and then they didn't want to just put Flanders out there and throw him to the wolves.
You don't see Sean Drone making this team, though.
I don't.
Me neither.
I don't. I love what he's brought throughout the offseason. I think that the hand has really hindered his ability to maybe outplay Terrence West if that were to be a position battle.
Okay. All right, so let's go now to wide receiver, which I think now it's where it gets interesting.
I'll run who I've got. I've got Dwayne Bowe, Brian Hartline, Taylor Gabriel, Andrew Hawkins. Those have been the four givens. Taylor Gabriel, probably by the midway through camp, became a lock as well.
You mean Travis Benjamin.
What did I say?
Taylor Gabriel.
Did I again? Okay, sorry. Yeah. Then Travis Benjamin.
They're both locks.
Yes, they're both locks. Travis Benjamin was the guy that was in question maybe. He secured that up. The knee looks great. And then to get to seven, which is I think you have the luxury to do here at this position, even with the five specialists counting Marlon Moore, you can go Vince Maley, Terrell Pryor, that they both make the team. So the team gets to keep the draft pick and still take the flyer on Terrell Pryor. Huh, that rhymes.
I'm good with that.
It's a lot of receivers. It's a lot of receivers, but
you got to throw it against the wall and see what sticks.
I agree with it right now. That would be also on my 53 as it is right now. And I would say that you've got, you know, Josh Lenz is your number one priority practice squad guy of the guys that you cut.
If he doesn't get picked up somewhere else when he's actually released by the Cleveland Browns.
And just for people to remember, now, if he were to get picked up, that means he's being signed to somebody's 53.
Active 53. And also, for Cleveland Browns fans and those of you who go through this year in, year out, every player that is not essentially going to be a part of the active 53 roster has to be released by this team. And then over the course of 24 hours, conversations are had with players that were released, and you negotiate that contract with them and offer them the opportunity to come back on the practice squad. So when I talk about 63 guys, no, what the difference between 75 and 53, what is that, 23? 23 guys will be cut, 22 guys will be cut, and then 10 of them will return as a part of the practice squad if we dip into, you know, all 22 to take 10 guys to this practice squad.
Yes, tight end.
Tight end. This is what Kid and I, as we were going over it in the break.
This is the first. I think wide receiver was a tough decision. I think this is a tough decision.
This is a tough decision. So I would say Dre Barnage, Hausler, and the real offensive finicky position is you have the choice now with keeping seven receivers. It comes down to me. This is a conversation. Vince Maley, Terrell Pryor, EJ Bibbs. You get to keep two of those three. That gets us to our number offensively, to where we need to be, you know, opposite side of the ball, defensively, where we need to be as well, depth-wise.
I've totally changed my tune in the last 40 minutes, as I'm apt to do, and I'm cutting Dre, and when we go 70%, we're going to those run plays. I'm bringing in Cam Irvin. I'm stealing your idea, and I'm
I think it's a good idea. You can
winning teams
can't
do
pass.
That.
Yeah, but Baltimore does that all the time. Goes
New
with
England
the
does
six
it a
offensive
lot.
Linemen.
Yeah, I mean, so if Bill Belichick does it, I'm good with it.
I think, and Jim Dre has been nothing but a consummate pro, and he's very good, but I think if you're looking at this team as a team where you want to be competitive this year, but really you're still building, I think having E.J. Bibbs here is important to that. And I think Barnage can do everything that Dre did. I think Hausler is somewhat unique with his speed and size, and I think Bibbs is somewhat unique. I think that gives you the most versatile tight end room you could possibly have.
I agree with that. But this goes,
I would do the same thing. I don't think that's going
to
happen.
I was just going to say, this goes back to like when you're trying to predict the NCAA tournament. Are you trying to predict what you think is going to happen or what you think should happen?
Well, this is the CBD 53. We got to take a quick break, but let's finish up the offensive side of the ball. So offensive line right now, I might just keep six.
I mean, the seventh guy is not on the roster.
I think the seventh guy is not here, and I'd like to put Painter on my practice squad, maybe Darian Miller on my practice squad.
I agree with that.
All right, so that's the offensive side of the CBD 53. So that gives us two at quarterback. Now we're at six after the running backs. We're at 13 after the wide receivers. We are at 16, and now we're at 23. That's not counting Marlon Moore. He's a specialist.
Correct.
So we're trying to get to 48 here. So that's 23. That gives us 25 spots on defense. We'll get to those spots when we come back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.